Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
At sa balitang pangkomunidad naman, nais ng SBS Radio kamustahin ang ating mga kababayang maaaring naapektuhan ng krisis sa COVID-19, kabilang dyan syempre yung mga maliliit na negosyo dito sa Queensland. At kasama natin sa telepono si Ayan Abadiano, ang owner ng Coffee Mentality na isang cafe dito sa South Brisbane, malapit sa Brisbane CBD. Ian, or Ayan, welcome to SBS Radio.
Hello, kamusta po mga kababayan?
Yeah, kumusta naman kayo dyan?
Kumusta, Sir Les? Oh, okay lang po. Ganito, we're thriving sa conditions naman ngayon kasi medyo lahat tayo apektado eh.
Ayon, ilang beses na nating pinlano itong interview na ito, no? Itong feature patungkol sa negosyo mo. And apologies that we have to do our very first interview under these circumstances. But primarily, kumusta ang inyong business dyan sa South Brisbane at gaano kabigat ang epekto ng krisis sa negosyo nyo?
Mabigat talaga. I think in the first week na medyo yung lockdown, down kami ng 80%. As in, sometimes other business di na dapat mag-open sa ganyan eh. But ang advantage natin kasi owner-operator tayo, so we can still open kasi nagbabayad pa rin tayo ng rent kahit papano. Even if yung makita mo is 20%, bawas pa rin yun ng rent kung magbabayad ka eh. Pero at least ngayon, meron man namang mga government na initiatives na matutulungan yung mga small business like us. So we try and talk with the landlords naman, and hopefully pag makinig din sila, na naiintindihan naman nila kasi hindi lang apektado sa isang area ng business. Lahat naman tayo eh. So yeah.
Para sa ating mga tagapakinig, yung ang cafe po ni Ayan ay nasa magandang lokasyon sa Brisbane. Nasa tapat po siya mismo ng Brisbane factory ng Parmalat Dairy. At walking distance siya sa Queensland Gallery of Modern Art, di ba, Ayan? Yeah, can you just tell us yung normal demographics ng mga daily customers ninyo dyan?
So yung 70% po natin ng mga customers sa South Brisbane, malapit tayo sa Carilpa Bridge, customers natin is from the gallery, from the museum, from the Queensland Library, meron din tayo sa Parmalat area. Tapos kadamihan din, especially ngayon, nasa bahay lahat eh, yung mga apartments around the area, dun sila pumupunta.
Ayun, may coffee van din kayong pamilya na nag-ooperate sa weekend markets dito sa Brisbane kada Sabado, no, meron kayong pwesto sa West End markets. Kayo ba ituloy-tuloy yung ginagawa yun?
Currently, since March, naghinto po tayo sa coffee van sa West End markets every Saturday kasi as owner-operator, tapos marami tayong outlet, mas exposed kasi ako sa public eh. Tapos hindi ko makontrol yung environment around me. Kasi yung van, it's not like it's contained. Nasa labas ako eh. So malapit talaga tayo sa tao. However, sa cafe, ibang setup naman eh. Pwede lang natin ilagay sa pintuan. Tapos ikaw medyo mag-distant ka talaga, malayo ka sa kanila. So yeah, hinto muna yung coffee van natin sa West End Markets.
So in theory, it's easy for you to carry on with the business kasi it's owner-operated. But at the same time, at risk ka, lalo na kung diversified yung business like that, na meron kang brick-and-mortar na business, tapos meron ka rin coffee van, yun ang hindi mo na ituloy, you know?
Yes, that's right. So one reason kasi is, one is I don't want to be the person passing on if I'll ever get it, diba? That second is, if I'm gonna get it, then that means the whole business operation will be shut down. So we have to sacrifice the van kasi that's too much exposure.
Ano pa yung mga adjustments na sa tinest ninyo na nag-work, and which of those adjustments did you find are not so helpful?
First, you have to react with the situation. Yung adjustment namin is, one is, how do we minimize the impact on us. So one, financially, tapos health, and at the same time, the whole operation. So financially is, of course, you have to let go of people or basically parang do you want to put them on hold muna until everything goes back to normal. Secondly as well, you have to minimize your wastage and you have to be on the spot with your supplies. Financially, you know, we make sure that we are running sustainably. Narito to recover naman kung anong areas na pwede nating i-improve. Ito rin yung opportunity na nakita namin to do things that we've always wanted to do. Let's say, for example, yung online shop namin. Because we were too busy in all our operations, hindi namin na-focus yung online shop. Ngayon, we have all the time. So, ngayon, the online shop is actually doing very well compared sa operations ng cafe.
Kumbaga, it jump-started some of the plans that you've been putting on hold for a while because of the crisis. You're able to do it now.
Yes, yes, that's mm-hmm. right. So, you know, everyone is affected. So instead of complaining about it, you have to deal with it. I have to admit, in the beginning, we were down. And then I realized that actually people come to the cafe originally. Mm-hmm. They go to a cafe for the vibe. A week after, we realized that, no, we should have to, you know, bring back our original sort of mentality na, you know, people are here for not just for the coffee, but for us. Mm-hmm. So when we brought that one back in our mentality, straight away, you know, the sales picked up. We're retaining 90% of our new customers, which is really good. Even our online sales, instead of normally, if you do delivery, instead of you just leave them right in front of your door, I really made sure that I get to have a face-to-face contact with, of course, with social distancing, but face-to-face contact with the buyer or the customer. Tapos 50% of that, kasi nakikita ko sila, they have return business, so which is really good, really good. Yung little things na ma-impact mo is, you know, very important na realize namin.
May mga tulong suporta ni na nilalaan ng Brisbane City Council para sa mga negosyong tulad mo, kabilang dyan syempre yung pag-waive ng mga bayad, ng mga permit tulad ng food safety permit. Ano ba yung mga benepisyo na na-access nyo na para sa negosyo nyo, and how easy was that to get?
At the moment, we're working with our accountant naman to help us with all the initiatives ng mga government. Pero I have a different way of looking at it as running my business, because I don't want to run my business thinking that I have this money coming in. So I set that one aside and doing everything that I can as a business owner, doing what I can now. So if I can grow the business without any help, I will do it. I know the option is there. I know we have to take advantage of that because we are really down. I cannot work with that, putting it as a priority na, yeah, that's okay, I'm going to get money anyway.
Lastly, Ian, inanunsyo ng Pamahalaang Palaszczay ng linggo ng umaga na papaluwagan na nito yung mga restrictions kabilang ang pagbibigay permiso na magbukas ng mga non-essential services. What do you think would be your next steps? Ano ba yung mga bago ninyong planong mga hakbangin? Sang-ayon ba kayo na mapaluwag na yung mga restrictions ng Biyernes o nitong linggo?
I think for me, yes, kasi marami ng mga tao na lumalabas. For us business, I think especially here in Queensland, conscious naman yung mga tao of social distancing. At the same time, we have to be very cautious kasi it takes only one gathering or one party or one incident that it can escalate back to when we started. So, yun, nakakatakot to be honest. As a business owner, yes, I would like everything to go back to normal. But at the same time, you know, I don't want it to be extended longer. So, yeah, it's hard to answer that, to be honest. In relation to kung anong mga plans namin, if we are to get back to normal situation, then definitely I think would likely be, you know, a lot more cashless transactions. I think there would be a lot more dealings with, you know, local businesses around your area, instead of large businesses or international companies. Yan yung to work in conjunction with anong values na meron sila. So definitely, especially around our area, we have plenty of plans na we can work with other businesses, like different businesses.
Maraming salamat sa oras mo, Ian. Ian Abadiano of Coffee Mentality. All the best on your business and ingat kayo.
Maraming salamat po mga kababayan. Maraming salamat din po, Celeste.
Para sa iba pang mga kwento mula sa komunidad at inspirasyon ngayong panahon ng krisis, bisitahin lamang ang Facebook page ng SBS Filipino. Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.